There, it's going. Okay, we'll call to order our September 4th meeting of the Kirby Planning Board. We'll first do the approval of the August meeting minutes. What does everybody think? Do you have them? Did you see them? Everybody? Annie sent them out. Thank you. That was a good thing.
Replace the bard?
I think it's bored.
Bored.
Okay. Typo?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound bard.
Did I even read them? I don't know. Spend my day off.
Cool. Yeah, it looks good to me.
Okay. Yes. So do we have approval?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. So these are two different ones, right?
So there is an Act 250 permit that has come through. I don't think I gave you a copy of the permit, did I?
You gave me one.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you did. And here is the permit, if anybody wants to look at it too.
I think right now it's marked incomplete and waiting for more information, but you can get the gist from that letter.
So it's Heath Bunnell's property on
for
Route 2.
Logging.
Yeah. It's five lots that they're...
On Route 2?
He wants to split it out by the Kirby Golf Course.
Oh. Okay, so that
he's got like
is behind my property.
500 acres up there.
Okay.
So he's put in, it's in Act 250 right now, and we were, Aaron and I were wondering if it's approved with Act 250, what does the planning board have to do? You may be more...
I've never had an Act 250 permit since I've been here, so...
Okay, well, we do have, to check in with it too. This is what Aaron got received back from
Vermont
League of Cities, and yeah. So we would. It's not all up to the Act 250 to approve what's happening. They just go through the environmental part. So we would have to also approve it.
So it's five lots?
Yeah.
This is a subdivision of 115-ish acres, maybe?
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be 185-ish acre commercial lot and then 4 5-acre building lots.
A commercial lot.
That's where his.
I'm wondering if that might just be
logging.
For himself, because he does keep a lot of stuff down there by the old clubhouse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, our concern, it's not there yet. Our concern is, what is he going to do with the other
400 acres?
400 acres. Right behind you.
Right.
But that's just here and now. We don't have anything else. It's just for information at this point.
But he's filed the permit with the town?
No.
To divide?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Yes. Yes.
That's
yeah.
One of them is to move a boundary line from one of his other parcels, I guess, to give him enough to do what he's doing.
This one is a subdivision.
How much acres?
Portion of lot acres does he have? Merged with lot A.
500 acres.
He has 500 acres and he's asking to move a boundary line because he doesn't have enough?
Well, one of them is like a 12 point something acre lot.
Yeah, 12.8, and he wants to combine it with 0.79 acres.
There might be, like, I'm guessing here, so I might be totally wrong, but there might be some limit of, like, road frontage that he needs for each lot, so maybe that's why he's like,
oh, maybe, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I honestly don't know if that's it.
That does make sense, though.
Yeah, because it's literally, it says a portion of lot B to be merged with lot A, too. Lot A2 is 12.8 acres, and he wants to put 0.79 acres.
Add it to it.
Onto that to make it 13.59 acres. So that's what this one is.
So this is just FYI at this point.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda is going to have to come in and approve or deny those permits.
Right.
In like 30 days, but she doesn't even know they're here yet because I wanted you guys to look at them first.
Does the select board know they're here yet?
Our meeting's on Monday, so
okay.
They will.
Yeah, I figured since either way we'd have to consult them, like we should let them know because it says they could represent the town or us or a legal representative, so.
So they can also represent the town,
yeah, this,
Marty?
This email to Aaron says, it says the Planning Commission or Select Board can represent the town by themselves or through council. And it says, I would recommend the Planning Commission first get Select Board approval if we were going to, like, try to influence the decision. So,
in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like just to give them a heads up of what's happening. I don't know how everyone here feels about it, but either way, like, let them know, like, hey, this is
definitely
happening. This Act 250 thing. And
that's a lot of property.
Yeah, that's a lot of 5-acre lots.
Yeah, it is.
Mm, yep, it's a lot of school kids.
Can I see the?
You want the email one?
Yeah, I haven't seen either.
The email
on the
other
record,
product.
Though, I would like to state that Riverside is officially full.
Yeah,
is
they can't.
Now?
They can't fit any more kids
the
on campus.
The last two families that moved into town and not
they couldn't
sister,
get in.
Oh man.
Their kids were not accepted.
How long before they move out of town?
That's new.
I don't know yet.
Tax bills.
Just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Did they buy a house here, or are they renting?
Oh, no, they bought.
One is building.
That bought off Kevin LaJoy. And the other one bought on Kirby Mountain. I can never remember their names.
The surgeon and the Navy guy?
That's the Rogan's Way.
Oh, that's Rogan's Way.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure both families have, like, 3 kids.
Wow. Did you see what the house up above me is listed for? It's up on the, like, really steep. It's now a 4-block road. I forgot the name of it. It's across.
Oh, it was like Apple Tree Lane or Lynn Hill?
Lynn Hill.
I think I saw that, but it was.
It's like 700 something thousand with 5 acres. And you have to have 4-wheel drive to get there.
Welcome to Kirby.
I'm like, whoa. That's an awful expensive house. It's a really bad way to. I mean, the access to it's awful.
It's like a nice house.
It is a nice house. But it's a terrible location.
Yeah.
So, just to back up for a minute, I think Ian, I've corresponded with him, and I think he's going to resign. He just can't get to meetings, and I totally understand. He's a really busy guy. So that's one thing. And then David has COVID, and he will probably stick around for a little bit, but may resign as well because he's got so much going on Thursdays.
And who is that?
David Eikenberry. So... And Jerry just was going to come, but just can't now. He just emailed later. So we So Aaron and I were thinking that I'm putting you under the bus too.
Okay.
That maybe people would be willing to look at another night.
Because Hillary also has obligations on Thursday
night. I do. And I haven't done those obligations since I've been on. I would love to. But I'm also, I'm not going to leave people in a lurch. But just think about it.
I mean, you want to shoot for next month a different night? Would that allow you to do the other, like...
It would. But I really hesitate that it would be all about me. It might be about David, too. But he's pretty darn busy. He moved in and just went on every board that was asked of him, I think.
Ambitious.
And I don't know. I mean,
do
you
we
want
to change it to Tuesdays?
Well, we would. It would be much better because Aaron wouldn't have to. We'd like it so that
not
Aaron
on her day off, right?
No, not on a day
right.
off. So it would be
yes,
Tuesday.
That's well. That, on the other off, it would be Tuesday.
I guess. Yeah. I'm trying to give it a go. I'm just pulling up the schedule so I know if next month I have a game
right.
on that Tuesday. Because,
no, I totally know you're all working.
But mine is just for a couple months in the fall. Like otherwise,
right.
like it's what's the first Tuesday of next month? I don't know.
It's October 7th.
No, I think I could do that Tuesday then. There's no game that night.
Really?
Yep.
What about you, Linda?
It
do you
works
think
for me.
It does. Annie?
I'm good.
Well, let's give it a try.
All right, let's change it to Tuesdays.
I'm really grateful. So that won't interfere with select board either.
No, they're Monday nights.
Monday nights, that's right.
On
okay.
her day off.
Oh.
That's why I was like, our only other option is Tuesdays. We just have to go for Tuesdays.
Yeah, I totally
not
agree.
Another night off.
I like that.
Yeah.
What?
I said, I think the problem is that I have more days off than on, but I like that.
I know. Well, yeah. Well, you're getting rich off of this job, right, Erin?
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, let's try for next month. Let's try for October 7th.
Let's just change it to Tuesdays.
Okay.
Can we just do that?
I think so. What do you guys think?
I'm fine with it.
I don't want to do the whole wishy-washy thing. If we're going to change it, I just want
to
change it.
Okay, Annie,
we'll
let's
do,
go for it.
Of course, let all the members know.
Thank
but
you.
I can send an ad to the newspaper that it's going to be changing, and I can change it on the website.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, no wishy-washy.
Is that okay with you guys?
That's fine.
Yep. I mean, I'd rather just do it instead of let's just try it, let's just do it.
It's in my calendar, October 7th.
Okay.
Done.
Thanks. So we extended the survey for another month until October 1st, which should work well. David said that he would help me with that, the compiling everything and putting it together. All I have to do is make one PDF out of all of the surveys. So can your machine do that? If we can, or do I take it to Staples, which I'm happy to do?
You should be able to scan it.
I can scan.
All of those surveys, do you think? It would be front and back.
Yeah, you just do a two-sided scan.
I don't know if the scan's two-sided, does it? Sure.
You have a big machine. That's
I bet it does.
To
we can have a look
the...
before we go.
Okay, because that would be, because what...
If not, I could always do all the front sides and then run all the back sides.
Yeah, what I would do is just collect them on October 1st, and then we would have something on October 7th mm-hmm. to look at and to work with. Does that work for everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so October 1st.
Yeah. Did you see what I posted on the Kirby
I did.
Community page? I was trying to get people's attention.
With the picture, yeah, that was a good idea.
What had I do?
You did great.
Thanks.
That was a great
I
idea.
I didn't see what was the
I didn't
picture.
Either.
Her and a horse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was like a picture of her and a horse, and then it was like a, drawing.
Because.
Get your surveys done.
Yeah, and she's like, we're going to extend the survey.
Because.
I'm like, oh, thank you, because I didn't get mine in yet.
You haven't?
No.
You are funny.
They have some here. You can complete it before you leave. That's
isn't
what I did
that
last
what
meeting.
You did? So yeah, I just I walk my horse everywhere because I don't have a saddle.
Oh, this
it disappeared.
Is this already a lot size of 107 acres?
Yeah.
It's already divided?
No, that's two subdivided.
Good idea.
It's already 107.
Get their attention.
Yeah. And then it's going to get...
Nice.
Subdivided.
84 acres, 5.3 acres, 5.1 acres, 6.6, and 5.4.
Right. Here's a question that I don't really know. Like, that's the only commercial zone of town. How far off the road does the commercial zone go?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't it be the whole golf course?
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like, you know, well, if it's subdivided, is it only properties?
Then he has to change
it. Like, that's what
I
don't know.
It says right on the corner, though, that one commercial and then the rest are residential lots.
Because I remember when it was changed to the golf course wanting to come in there, because each owner that abutted the property had to come in, or they could come in and speak their piece if they didn't want it happening.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody do that?
Not that I know of. Yeah.
It was a golf course. Is that the only commercial? What about Caleb's place?
Well, that's isn't his agricultural.
His went through Act 250 and had some neighbor disputes.
Yeah, I remember that. I got involved with that.
I think they were concerned about noise and.
Yeah.
But it's been fine, I think. I don't think it's a.
But I think as far as zoning, like that's the only commercial area.
Zone.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, I just wasn't sure. Like, I know the whole golf course is considered commercial, but if it's all split up and then have, like, and then where's the line? I just
right.
don't know.
I think it's marked on those maps in my office or the zoning maps that are online, but
so it's already predetermined.
Yeah.
It's not like
no.
as far as the business goes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm up to date here. So Ian possibly resigning, David possibly resigning, change the day to Tuesday.
He may, survey. David may, it may change for David since we changed the date. He has Kingdom Trails on Thursday night.
Good news, we moved it to Tuesday, David.
So you have to, yeah. Right, so you're
here.
We
moved
here.
It to Saturday
no.
night. Tell him we moved it to Saturday nights.
It may just be because he's so busy. I honestly don't know. Is everybody was here last month, so everybody has the email. And that worked? Everybody got the email, the reminder?
Mm-hmm.
And I got the, did you put the minutes in the Kirby?
I sent it to Aaron and our new email at the same time.
Cool. Because I did get that.
You did send it to a new email?
Mm-hmm.
I think I wasn't sure, so I sent it to both emails because I knew some people still weren't.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I sent it from like my email. Maybe I'm lying. I don't know. I can't remember from yesterday. So.
I have a question. If there's four of us here, if there are three of us here, can we still hold a meeting?
No.
No, not at all.
We have to have four.
We have to have four just to hold the meeting,
mm-hmm.
even if we don't vote on anything.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I was just curious about that.
So what are we supposed to do with these now? Are we
I think it's a wait and see.
Them or
well, you'll present it to the select board.
Okay.
I will show it to the select board on Monday, and Amanda will have to come in and look them over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll find out. But the Act 250 process can take quite a while.
I have no idea. I have no experience with it either.
Okay.
Well, from the looks of that, he's responsible to get the zoning and the
just like anybody else would for permits from us.
Right. That's
I don't
what
know
the,
if we
that's
have anything to do with the
That's what the email said.
I think our
said that he's still responsible for all that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I think our it sounds like ours is just the same as any other permit, and he has to worry about the Act 250 part of it, is what it sounds like.
Right. And so Amanda would be the next step after the select board, correct?
Somewhere in there. I don't know if it matters.
I don't think it matters which way.
Contact Amanda first or after, but the select board meeting's on Monday, so.
Most likely they'll see it first. That's all.
Okay, is there any more discussion on this?
I don't think so until we hear from our people.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see that we can do anything with it right now, but it's good info to have. It's coming down the pipeline.
How did everybody do on their homework for the town plan update?
There was homework?
I failed.
I might have failed as well.
Failed miserably.
I was supposed to talk to my dad about the
education.
The education stuff.
And you didn't?
I did not.
Is it because you just don't want to go there?
No. I don't mind to ask him just with school started like
you're busy.
A month ago in soccer, and I just, yeah. I'll write that in my calendar, too. I'll do better.
So homework was to read it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just reading my little note.
To read the rest
need
of it.
To read. I put it in here, and that's where it
stays. And then you didn't open that back up.
Oh, we are funny, aren't we? So
maybe we could photocopy some people that have good notes, and I can start typing the edits. Do you think we could do that?
You don't want mine. I don't have good notes.
Sure. My notes are awful. So, because I can't take these notes and do notes on the page. It just doesn't work.
I don't blame you.
Is this already on an electronic form of some
yes.
sort?
Yeah. Aaron already sent it to me.
Okay, so it's just a matter of editing.
So
that
I have
word
to go
document.
In and edit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then bring it in, bring in the edits.
Yeah. And are do you think that you're able to understand anything that Marla did? Those papers that I gave you for all of her numbers?
Did you give them to me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I can understand it as long as I have it. I just didn't remember you actually giving it to me. Oh, yeah, right here, this little...
Yeah.
I do have this. Is this all of it?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think we decided we were just going to total the south side, north side, and Mahalo.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah, we're not going to divide them out. That's exactly right.
She has on here, Aaron received the educational tax rate for 2025. Yeah, but you don't really want the tax rate for 1 year in a five-year plan, do you?
No.
Okay.
So, how do you think we should try to give a try for the education facilities plan? Or do you think we should just... I mean, is your dad going to have enough time to do this?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he could do it.
I don't think it's... Do you want me to ask him?
If you want, I'm comfortable to do it. I just honestly haven't
done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can
do you it. Want me to remind you?
Yeah, that'd be great. If you email me.
I will.
I'll try to do it this weekend, and I'll email everybody sort of a summary of what he says about it.
Okay. Okay, because that's...
Because it'd be pretty brief, I imagine. You know? It's just since 2018.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of staying in line with what's already here.
Right.
So we're not looking for, like,
no.
lots of numbers and things.
We
it's
aren't.
Just kind of like, where is things at generally?
Because moving forward, we were talking about that the other day. I mean, there's a lot going on in education in Vermont. So I don't want to get into the weeds. We shouldn't get into the weeds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all getting redesigned or whatever.
Everything's getting...
Who knows what it'll end up.
I know.
Yeah, I think just simple... I'm pretty sure it's not going to affect us.
I'm sure it won't either, yeah. Okay. With the two independent schools, like, on either side, I don't think we're going to get, like, pulled into, like, a Lake Region zone or something.
Oh, you're talking about, like, the academy and all that?
Like, how they're, like, I think they're going to do 5 districts now or something.
In the whole
state. I don't remember the last thing about it, but...
Which is amazing to me.
They're moving pretty slow, too.
Yeah, they are going to move pretty slow.
So,
yeah. Okay. Okay, if you...
I don't think there's anything for this school year.
No.
I don't think there's much any...
No, there'll be no change for this year, for sure.
So.
They, even the, like, the phone ban in schools, they're, like, they've passed it, but they're not even rolling it out till next school year.
Right.
So, like...
Well, that's...
Depends on what school you're in, I guess.
No, but legally, it's
right.
not even in
effect this
year. It's not
there. It's really
year,
not
so.
There yet.
Because it's a law as of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you doing anything to... ease into it?
In our school, I would say we've gotten a little more strict on collecting them, but there's no, like, grand plan of, you know.
So you collect them before each class or before the school day?
It probably depends a little on the teacher. Like,
right.
Honestly, myself, I ask the kids to put them up. Like, if a kid tells me I don't have phone today, I'm not searching their bag. I'm not frisking them. I'm like, okay, you don't have a phone today. And then if I see it, I'm like, that'll be gone for the day now instead of just, you know, surrendering
dealing with it to begin with.
Instead of just handing it in for the class, like, now I'm going to ask you to give it up for the day. And, you know, they hate that, but.
Do you have homerooms where they have to check in? Is
no,
that where
they
you?
Don't, no, we have, like, an advisory, but it's not an everyday thing.
I see.
Today, like, when one class left, so I have this, like, shoe holder thing that they put them in, and
oh, that's a good idea.
They all left, and there was one phone still in there, and it was there for the whole next period, and I'm like, sounds like it's probably an old phone that a kid just sets in there. So it looks like it. It's like a burner
phone. A toy phone.
You know, literally.
It is.
My parents' old phone from 20 years ago.
Yeah, like I went over.
It's, not
it's like,
it looks like it.
No battery. Like, who knows if it the last time it even worked. Like, it doesn't look like a broken phone, but like,
right.
What kid forgets their phone and brings one that's dead and for like, it's just like, that's someone's broken old phone.
The academy did no phones last school year during the school day, and they are even more strict on it this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not messing around.
Because you have children there.
Yeah, I have one there right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I worked for partial of the school year last year.
Right.
So then I was watching it, and then my daughter said, oh, no, they're even more strict this year. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like...
Better not be in your back pocket, or you're going to lose it the rest of the
day. If no one claims it, I'm going to use it first day of school next year, and I'm just going to, like, stash it somewhere and be like, if I find your phone and hammer that thing, it'll be, like, an old broken phone anyways. I'll just be like, this is what's going to happen. Bam. Like, oh, my God, that guy's crazy. Like, don't have your phone there.
He means business.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We're getting a little stricter, but...
Right.
For sure kids are hiding them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they all think they're smarter.
North
than
Country did something where you can't... It almost, like, renders all phones useless.
Yeah.
In
I read that in the paper.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
some, like,
safe.
Signal blocking or
there's
something
There's a
like
signal
that.
Blocking, but they have access to their phones at, like, lunches. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to ease the kids out of that. So, but next year it'll be completely no phones, period.
I have watched what other schools do. I'm just interested in it. Just
I mean, for sure they go into the bathroom and use the phone, right? I mean,
right, I'm sure.
Let's get real here.
For
sure going and hiding and getting on their phones. But it's less than what it was.
Did your school read The Anxious Student or whatever that's called?
I think so.
Yeah. That was fascinating.
Yeah, it's been weird. Like, we've been presented with statistics on even if a kid's phone, like, vibrates with a notification, supposedly, like, they're now distracted for 15 minutes before
they can... So worried about what that notification
before they, yeah, means. They're, before they can fully, like, just engage with what's in front of them. And I'm like, you present us this, but then you don't take phones away, so... Even if they get them in the hallway between class, I'm like, there's first 15 minutes of class that they're, like, thinking about whatever they just looked at. So I'm like, that's a quarter of the class gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Rosa was telling me how a girl had one in her back pocket at lunch, and one of the staff members took away her phone because she had it in her pocket. It's supposed to be, like, in your bag and off. Mm-hmm. And, she had full-blown anxiety attack, like legit anxiety attack, because they took her phone and she was so worried. If something happens, I don't have my phone. Like, complete for real anxiety attack over it. Yeah, she goes this
way. I think they ought to still put some onus on the parents as well.
I totally agree.
You think?
I lose my phone constantly for hours at a time. Hours. I'm trying to get better.
You should just tell people you. Free yourself from your phone.
Yeah, don't tell me lose it. Just tell me you're taking some phone free time.
I take phone breaks. Sometimes I plan them. Sometimes I don't.
I take them for about 6 hours during the day.
Yeah.
So
I think that district thing is nothing we need to put in this.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We got way off topic.
We don't even
there.
Know what it'll look like yet. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's.
We wouldn't know what to
yet.
Say about it.
Like. We could just put, like, a very end, at the very end, like, some blurb about, like, one-liner about things are changing. I don't know if we wanted to put anything in there.
If we start on page 18 at the top, as of 2010... We should be able to do a little bit better than that, don't you think? 2010.
I think 2020 is the newest census stuff that you can find online for Kirby.
Okay.
Which is a whole decade newer, so.
Wow, in 2010, the median income was 78,000, really?
That seems high, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, significantly higher than the average median family income. So let's keep going and see where we can go with this. If we just update the numbers,
I have it right here. U.S. Census Bureau. Actually, this is this can't be great. Median household income. Is this for Caledonia County, though? Must be.
Well, Caledonia County is in here.
It says 58,500.
That would make sense for Caledonia. Does it say anything about Kirby?
I thought I was looking at just Kirby, but maybe...
58,500.
Median.
For what year?
It says for 2023.
Really? It only has gone up 8,000 from 2010.
That's not
a lot. I think 50,000 for 2010 seems really high. But maybe I've just been broke all these years. I'm like looking at these numbers. I'm like, really? Because
I know I was nowhere near that, that's for sure.
Median age in Kirby is 38.7 years old. Median age in Caledonia is 45.6 years old.
Huh.
So we're younger than, because we have a lot of kids per
right.
per capita.
Does it say anything about the median family income? Or are you still looking?
That was the number that it says. It says median income 58,000, but that can't have gone down.
Well, it can have.
You think so? By $20,000.
Well, I mean, if you have a lot of young families.
It depends upon if people are retired.
Or is that renters? Or retired.
This says Kirby, but again, it's not, you know.
Oh, okay. I mean,
that would be hard to believe with people moving in and paying $800,000 for a house.
Well, that's true, too.
And you have to have a pretty good income to sustain that kind of mortgage payment.
Correct. That's true.
Unless you're paying cash, and maybe they're paying cash.
Well.
But still.
How did you get that cash? And then... based on income,
yeah,
we don't want to know.
Population.
You're looking at the census?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so it even breaks down like by age and gender, like the town. It says there's 92 plus 14, that's 106. 106 children between the age of 5 and 9. Another 65 under 5 years old. And then over 65 is probably a little over 100. So that's our...
This was in the 2023? This was 2023?
This is 2023.
And there was like 170.
ACS 5-year estimate, whatever that is. Oh, wait, hold on. Income. Let's see if I can get more specific.
Up to like age 9, though. Yeah,
it was pretty young.
Yeah, look, that's saying in Kirby, 58,500.
Yep.
In Caledonia, 66,000 now. So we've actually gone below the county.
We went down and they went up.
Yeah. Okay, so 58,500 and 68,000 for Caledonia?
Hold on. Because now, look at this. It says families, and then it says married couple families. So what is that, like without kids?
Married, yes.
I guess,
yes.
Married couple families.
Yep.
Meaning no children versus families. It's so married couple families, 70,000. Families, 58,000.
So you gotta take the average of between those two.
Here, I'll slide around so you guys can see what it's supposed to
be. So you gotta average those two, maybe?
Yeah.
To get it more of a true average?
Well, depends, yeah, how many married couple families versus, you know, families with kids, I would think. There's more families with kids.
Non-family households, 37,708. So family is 58,750. Married couple with families.
Where's Exhibit 12? Because then we could see... Oh, they're not in this one, are they? Because then we could see the source that was used the last time.
Right.
And use the same source or, you know... Because... Man, I find it hard to believe our income level dropped 20 grand.
Either that or someone didn't get the right numbers in the first
yeah.
place.
Yeah,
because I guess, as Annie said, that sounds really high. 2010 median income?
Yeah.
That sounds high to me. So,
I think the national like median income is like mid-30s. So family income... If it's two, you know, two people.
Surviving?
How are what?
That's awful. How are people surviving? $30,000 a year?
Yeah.
That's nationwide, too. Vermont's, like, slightly above that.
Median household income in Caledonia County is $66,075.
Federal minimum, which is only
$725
an hour. So
yeah.
That's probably
accurate.
Families.
Nationwide, you mean? Yeah.
$58,750.
But
I'm not sure how we would do this. Would we? Do you think we should break it down like the United States Census does, or keep it?
I think if we just reference like that and say for more detailed breakdown, like go to the, you know, the census.gov data or something.
Like you said, using the exhibit they previously used, whatever source was they got the information from, would make more sense.
Where do we have exhibit in this? Do you know?
What if I click on the Word document?
Thanks, Marty.
No worries. I mean, that's crazy. It's hard to believe that it would be. I could see it going down a little, but
that's a lot.
That's like.
But that's also really high for 2010.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Right. I think that might be the problem. Unless it's in an exhibit 12 that is footnoted and is for real.
Yeah, it's not a link. I'm on the Word document Aaron sent me. And I thought maybe with it being underlined that maybe it was a clickable thing.
I think we can take out the last line of the first paragraph. What do you guys think? No updated information is currently available regarding meeting income. I mean,
Yeah.
Do you think that's necessary, Linda?
No, we could just cite like the 2020 census or something and just say this is the most recent.
Right.
Yeah, that seems.
I think the second paragraph, is there information? Oh, that would be in the census, yeah.
All right, sorry, we got lost on that statistic. We can look up later, I guess.
She must have found something. I hear the printer going.
Yeah. The third paragraph, additionally, the Planning Commission has revised the existing zoning bylaws. How often do we have to do that? Is that every 5 years as well?
I feel like we do review them like, 5 years. I might be wrong by the date, but.
This is adopted November 8th, 2022. Whoa.
I really didn't do my homework. As we look into the future from this point, the increased number of subdivisions, specifically in Mud Hollow, may indicate a sharper increase in homes in that area in the near future.
Thanks,
there's
Aaron.
A lot of places up Mud Hollow.
There are a lot of places.
Yeah, my husband often comments how there never used to be this many.
Really?
Because, I mean, his family has been on Mud Hollow for a long time. I mean, we've been there. We moved in
bought our house 16 years ago.
Was that a family house of your husband?
No, it was down the road from where his mom was, but she'd been there for several years. I mean, like 30 years, huh?
I should tell him there may be more coming. I got a corrected deed today. For Teresa, this is a property that was sold to the Roys, and it took out the clause that they could not subdivide, so now they can subdivide.
You know which one's that?
The one Steve Baker has had rolling in his brain for a few years now.
Is that the farmhouse property I wanted to get?
It's right across from Paul's.
Yes, that's the one I wanted.
Yeah.
The property?
Yes.
I haven't driven up there for a long time.
I think it was maybe like 85 acres that transferred. It's quite a few lots.
It's a little crowded up there now.
I would have taken that place in a heartbeat.
I meant just in general on one home.
And I wouldn't have divided it. It would have been for all me.
It was sold to a relative, so I don't even think it ever hit the market.
No, it didn't. I think it got left. It was like, first dibs was like daughter or something. I went and talked to, what's his name, the lawyer.
Maybe went to her niece?
Yeah, it was a relative, because I stopped and talked to, what's his name, the lawyer there.
And I think this
is Claire?
Yeah, Claire. I stopped and talked to him about it. He's like, oh, that's, because I was like, oh, really? He's like, no, your odds are very slim, because this is what's going to happen. Oh, damn.
Is it a large parcel? Is that the 85?
I think it's like 85 acres.
It has like an old farmhouse
There's
on it.
There's more, but.
But it's got good bones. Yeah. I mean, that thing is straight.
Nice.
Nice straight roof line and everything. I'm like, oh.
Well, it only printed to exhibit 11.
Are you kidding me? I don't think so. I think maybe I did it in this one.
Oh, wait. What did you just... Did you just give me something?
10.
It's
yeah,
that.
Right here, stapled.
It's that one.
This one?
I mean, maybe it wasn't in there.
It only says on the front. It says 1 through 11.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even have an exhibit 12.
No.
Okay.
So not helpful.
Well, that ends that.
Yep.
Well, it could be helpful.
No exhibit 12.
Oh my 12. Gosh, that's too funny.
Big oversight. So any other exhibits they mention above 12 don't exist either.
So this says 2000 and... Okay, never mind. It's the plan we're using, right?
So we need to update like all of that info because we don't even know where it came from. But.
Thank you, Aaron.
I will go back and look at the 2010 one and see if it was accurate then.
If it really was 78 grams.
I will just email everyone a crying emoji if it's true. And we've actually gone back 20 grand median household income.
Well, if you think about it, like she said, people that retire, you know, and then I'm thinking like younger, like renting families and stuff. I know.
It could be.
I mean, they're definitely probably
that's
not
a big, that's like.
I don't feel like there's a lot of renters in Kirby, though, do you?
I don't know.
That's like a 25% decrease in income.
Yeah.
From close to 80 down to like just under 60.
And I'm sure that can't be true. I just don't think it can be true.
I don't.
Because as Aaron says, how are you going to buy a
$600,000
house with
But that census is not the most recent.
Right.
With the huge housing increase either.
It was like they were still wrapping it up in COVID times there. The census, I mean. But for sure some things have changed, but like...
Right.
Man.
How do you... Okay. We should just keep going on this. Exhibit 3. Is there an Exhibit 3?
There is.
Looks it.
Okay.
But you won't see them in color the way they...
Yeah, my printer doesn't...
That's all online, though, anyway.
It's okay. No. Color is, like, 4 times more expensive than black and white, so...
ridiculous.
The little printer in there does color, but...
So we have to update this, too.
So I think that all of the maps, we can cite them, and then we just put something... Because the planning board spent a good chunk of money, like probably around 4 or 5 years ago, getting all those maps with the overlays, and you can click like each of these. So if we just tell people like, okay, here's a black and white copy, but like here's where you find, you know, the interactive ones. So you could go look at like soil types or whatever.
Right. Okay.
Parcel maps.
Oh, this was from the State of Vermont Open Geo Data Platform.
Okay. So just numbers. We need to update numbers. 50, 194 households. The increase.
Yes. Yep.
Do we want to, like... compare with 2000, or should we pick a different, more recent date?
Well,
this is 2010 numbers.
Yeah, so I'm saying, should we compare like 2020 census data with 2010 census data?
Or just state 2020.
Or just, yeah, or just state 2020.
I think we can just state 2020.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So don't compare... state most recent data. Because that can be interpreted. It's going to be interpreted. I know why. Like, it's probably for a mess of reasons why things have changed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So we don't want to necessarily, like, encourage, pull out one data point and just state 2020. Okay. And then we don't have to update everything. We can just say 2020 says.
And the third paragraph is still current. Because that's in the zoning bylaws. And that was. Right? It's still the same. The Vermont Planning and Development Act 24, which it states in here.
The 2004? Is that the part you're looking at?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would just say we take out recent. It says the recent changes.
Thank you. Changes. Incorporate changes required by the... Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is this? Okay, this is my main question. What does appurtenant mean? I've looked this up because I want to make one, and I'm like, what is appurtenant?
I don't know.
When I searched it, it gives me synonyms like connected, and I'm like, so is that like, you know, it's just very vague.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it makes sense in this aspect here because it said, so if you... connected to a single-family home residence, such as an in-law apartment. That makes sense.
Appurtenant.
Describes something, often a right or restriction, that is permanently attached to and belongs to a piece of land, benefiting or burdening it with the property. That makes sense. It's like but covenants, like here, conditions, and restrictions, right?
But here it says like a detached garage, shed, whatever, whatever. So that's my, I just wonder, you know, because I would like to build something. And I'm like, this appurtenant, how is that interpreted, you know?
Physical items like fences, in-ground pools, built-in appliances, driveways.
So it's like, it's not a second house on the same lot. It has to be like functioning with the main house.
Right. Kind of like converting a garage, an attached garage.
But it doesn't even have to be attached.
No, it doesn't. It just makes the property more valuable. That's what
That was like my thing, is I'm like, does it have to be like sharing a wall? But
no.
It doesn't seem to be.
Typically connected to the use and enjoyment of a single family residence.
So for use, right?
Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just legal words.
So we have an in-law apartment. So that's an appurtenant. Okay. The Kirby tax map. And where is it that we get that? From the state of Vermont. Yeah.
Well, the tax.
Yeah.
So it's at 3. 3 is zoning districts and partial map. Parcels map. Yeah, just it's saying that it's just showing how it's subdivided into lots.
I don't think we should call it the tax map, then.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to be called the tax map. It's zoning districts and parcels map. I mean, that's what it's named on here for number 3.
It also has nothing to do with taxes, either. I mean, it does, but, like, indirectly, no? Because nobody looks at the parcel and is like, pay this much. They look at the building on the parcel and evaluate that stuff, no?
It's just weird that they named it one thing in here and then named it differently on the exhibits.
Approximately 20% of the town's population consists of school-aged children. I think we're up from that.
You're right.
The anticipated surge of population growth did not materialize since the last town plan was written, but the increase in homes, both year-round and seasonal, did occur.
Can I ask about that first pair? Like, it says the undeveloped lots on the map. Can you even indicate that on this?
I can't.
No.
So that doesn't seem to fit either with that Exhibit 3.
Where's that you're reading from?
The one where we just said about the tax map.
Yeah.
The next line says the undeveloped lots.
Oh, on the tax map.
On the tax map indicate most likely future development. Like, but it doesn't indicate. This map, Exhibit 3, does not show you which lots are
And are there two maps? Are there two maps for Exhibit 3? No. It says two maps.
Zoning district map.
So that's just showing you like commercial, highland, residential, and special flood district. So that isn't accurate either.
And
so I
mean, it shows you all the plots, but it doesn't really.
I mean, should we just take that out? Like.
Well, because it's also, I mean, it's talking about these two maps. What other map are they talking about?
What two maps? We only have one.
That's what it says here. These two maps play an important part in the town's planning process.
Right.
So what other map are they talking about?
I have no idea.
I feel like that was one where they just left in whatever language and then changed the exhibit,
you
know?
Oh, okay.
Like,
so let's just take it out.
There could be a place in the earlier in this where they talk about Exhibit 3, and that goes with this one. And then in here it was left Exhibit. I don't remember very well how this all got.
Let's just take out that last line.
Yeah, I feel like it's just it's speculative anyways. It's not even like you couldn't.
That whole paragraph could be taken out because
it's not. We could say it shows the way land has been subdivided. Sure. But it's nothing to do with future development. Like, you couldn't look at it and
Yeah, the undeveloped lots on the tax map. It's not even a tax map. Can we take out that second line, do you think?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The second line and the third line.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even make sense, so yeah, I would say definitely drop it.
We could leave the first line, which is the Kirby zoning district map.
Shows
subdivided. Depicts the way in which the land has been subdivided into lots or plats, and just leave it at that.
I think so. And this might, like, it's not 100% up to date. It's up to date.
It never will be.
It never, but yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, yeah, like. Which is fine.
We were supposed to have new maps last year, but Nemrick, for some reason, just kept not doing them.
Who is that?
I believe it's Nemrick that does them.
Who are they?
Is that the person we paid to do these? They were supposed to update them, or what?
I'm pretty sure. These are the same maps, because... I know Marla came to the select board late last year and said that Nemrick was supposed to do new maps with her, and it never happened.
Is that a company?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, yeah, like an appraisal.
Okay.
They do all of our cloud for our online land records. They do all of the, like the portal and stuff where you do tax bills, all of that stuff.
Okay.
So we'll just state the fact that it shows the parcels.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be updated every year anyway, so.
Right.
I'm curious in the next big paragraph, like, should we keep in 1970? That feels like forever ago. Like, just, again, it's just like, are we comparing, like, is it a sensible comparison?
And does it matter?
Exactly. Like, is it helpful? I don't know.
I don't think that that first line matters at all.
No.
And then they jump to 2010, so it's like, okay.
So are we going to start with 2010?
What if we start with current figures?
Current figures, yeah. And we can figure out... school-age children... 20% of the town's population consists of school-age children. The anticipated surge. Does I don't think that Marla has that. Do you know how many? We have.
I can get it from the school district.
We have. Isn't it in our last
town
year's
report, but
town report?
Last year's numbers. She might have something more accurate for this year.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure last year there was like 151 school kids or something.
So with so it would be more like 25%. Because we have, do we have 500 people?
I'm not sure.
In Kirby?
The census thing here says, just
415 or so registered voters.
Yeah, we know how many registered voters we have.
This says 575 in 2020.
575. That's less than, that's more than I thought.
So, can I ask, what do we want to include in here? We want to maybe mention the number of young children.
I think it's important.
For
like,
planning purposes, for yeah. future.
I would
are
say.
Are we going to leave in the Kirby average household for 2010 was 2.54?
No.
And then current figures show.
I would say approximately, however percentage of the town's population consists of school-age children.
No, I know. I'm talking about above that for average household size.
I would take it out.
Well, we're doing future housing development. We don't want to put anything about average household size?
That
makes sense. Yeah.
To put
to
it
have
in.
A number in there, yeah.
Like if we just kept
like I see getting rid of 1970.
Yeah.
But
if we
I
kept
was thinking leaving 2010 and then comparing it to 2020.
So we could say like in 2010.
I mean, we don't have to do 2010. We can just do current.
But that's when the previous census would be, if we're trying to just like
right.
keep the same.
Right.
Set
I'd
of
say
data.
Knock out 1970. But
yeah, yeah. And then just say, like, in 2010, it was 2.54.
Right.
In 2020, it was whatever that number is.
Right. That's kind mm-hmm. of what I was thinking. And then we can
do we know that number?
Continue on with the percent of
do we know that number, Marty?
I will look. Hold on. I mean, we know the number. I don't know the percentage.
You'll just look it up?
Yeah, I can look them up when I type it up.
Okay.
I guess. All right, what did I just volunteer for?
I'm just wondering when
she
you
did her
time.
Homework so good.
You said you're time. Just going to look, technically.
So this, actually, this says that there are 274 total households. That's what this says.
Oh, but not the size.
274 households?
That's what this summary is showing.
From 2020?
Hmm?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think we'd be higher than that. Oh, yeah. Median household income, $58,571. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense to me. Does it, you guys?
2010 were wrong.
Not really.
That doesn't make
I mean,
any sense to me.
I mean, it could make sense to me if you figured that, and I don't have kids, so I don't know how it works with the taxes, but I assume there's credits for that, right? Like having children. So are they factoring in, like, you know, minus costs
like
of,
your taxable income?
That's what I mean, yeah, like, maybe for seniors, you're maybe on a lower fixed income, and with, you know, three kids in the house, you're paying like
less taxable
income. Do you know what I mean? That's the only way I can think of that it would have dropped
population.
Unless 2010 what numbers were wrong.
And it might be, yeah.
I mean, there
doesn't
could
make sense.
Be a typo.
They put an extra zero in.
Median.
I don't know about an extra zero, but maybe a seven instead of a four.
That makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah.
I mean, even putting that in just seems crazy. Wait a second.
I mean, I just find it hard to believe Kirby's median income
is lower than Caledonia's.
Is well higher than Caledonia's in 2010 by $28,000.
Employment is 59.6%.
I mean, Kirby residents are that much richer than anybody else in Caledonia County?
Right. So according to this, Caledonia County's number went up like over 10 grand while Kirby's dropped 20 grand.
Right.
Which doesn't make
sense. That doesn't make any sense. I wonder where these numbers came from originally in here. That is crazy.
Even the total households, like, I can't believe there's been...
Well, we could find out if we knew where Exhibit 12 was.
Yeah. Maybe that was just made up.
Someone made up Exhibit 12.
But also this says 194 households
maybe there's a second
in 2010.
That would be weird.
You said there's how many now?
Now it says 274. So that is 80 houses were built since 2010. That's a lot. Maybe.
I bet it's accurate, though.
Could be.
Paul always says since how many more houses are in Mud Hollow than what mm-hmm. used to be. So,
so Mud Hollow is pretty crowded?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a dead-end dirt road, and it's, like, just crazy popular.
Packed in.
There's a lot of traffic.
And
that's
it's
why
all...
I told him not to touch my knotweed.
Oh, really? Why?
It's my privacy fence. It's all I got in the summer. It's like my whole
Did you tell them not to touch
yeah.
it?
Mel came in my yard, and I'm like, don't touch my knotweed. She was, like, devastated by it, but I'm like, I
we,
like it. I'm sorry.
Do we want to keep that last comment about Mud Hollow?
No.
I know. It's like, holy crap. As we look into the future, I mean, I can't imagine.
That's the past.
Unless they
now.
Take that 84 yeah. acres that just got bought and make like some housing thing up there, then I can't imagine Mud Hollow is growing much more.
Right.
Really. I mean.
I mean, according to that, we could say like the 1 mile stretch of Route 2 is likely to.
Right.
I mean, it just went from 1 to like 6. Or whatever number
five,
they're
yeah.
gonna.
What's he gonna do? Start well, housing development?
Is it the 5 residential plus 1 commercial?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like 500% growth of subdivision. Like, whatever. I'm just saying, like.
I mean, it's not reasonable to hang on to 500 acres of land and do nothing with it.
No.
No, you're totally
sure.
right.
I mean, it's.
No, you're absolutely right.
That would be a luxury.
I mean, who can do that?
Is this Exhibit 12?
I think so.
Oh, no.
It doesn't
As
look like
June
a lot
As of June of 2018.
To me.
Thanks, Erin.
It was a total standalone document.
Thanks, Erin. Where did you find this?
On my computer.
What did you
where
just
everything is kept?
Do search?
Oh, this is home development since June of 2018.
As of June 2018. So it was like from 1939 to 2018. How many homes were built per year?
Wow, there was a big...
We had some boom going on here.
A boom in the 80s, for sure.
Yeah.
70s and 80s.
But that doesn't compute with the Exhibit 12.
Yeah, it's not the right Exhibit 12.
Yeah.
But it's cool information.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
It also
Looks
doesn't
like
match up with
subdivided.
This statistic in the second paragraph
no,
says 2010, 194 households, and this says 206.
Yeah.
I mean, unless if you, like, you know,
Marla said
burned
now
or
something,
like, I don't know.
259 year-round. I scribbled it down on this.
259? What did that say?
I have 259
well,
year-round right now.
In 2010, it was 194. This is 2018 at 206.
Right.
Right.
And this, yeah, and this says 274.
You said 200
in 2023.
274 in 2023.
And that'd be 53 and houses in like 7 years. That doesn't seem
that
right.
Doesn't seem right. No.
No.
No. I wonder what is going to be right.
Well, we can go through the zoning permits. Someone can go through the zoning permits.
I think we should just go with the census data. I don't think we should.
I don't think we should break our backs.
That's a really good plan.
I mean,
yeah,
it's good enough for Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
Right.
Uncle Sam's so broken, it doesn't really
yeah.
matter.
We fix the number for him. It's not going to change too much.
So I think the census is the way to go, too. Yeah.
They pay a lot of people to ask a lot of questions.
I know.
And.
Go through
let's,
all that.
Let's just go with their numbers.
All that AI-generated census stuff.
I got a notice in the mail the other day that my household has been chosen to take part in the survey again.
In the census?
Oh, my God. Seems like every 3 years, maybe, they come knocking. It doesn't matter how hard you try to avoid them.
It's kind of like the Jehovah's Witnesses or something.
I have to go for grand jury selection on the 17th over in Burlington for federal court.
Wow.
That might be an interesting case.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. It's a 12, if they pick you, you're on for 12 months And then on call for 6 months after that.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, I would not do that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a lot.
No.
And on the other side of the state.
I'm going to spend the night in Burlington on them. Because then they pay me for my day.
Your meals. Yeah.
My travel day. And then they pay me. They don't pay me my meals. But they pay me $50 for my travel day. So I get $50 for my travel day to go to Burlington, $50 for my travel day to go home from Burlington, plus they pay for my hotel, plus $50 for the day. That's the only way I can make it work where
they pay you to drive there and back, and they pay for your hotel for the day?
Yep.
Why would you drive back if you were staying the night? What? You know what I mean?
Well, you have to drive there to the hotel. And
you drive home the next day.
Your travel day is what they pay you for. So you're traveling there, it's over 50 miles. Hmm. That's the only way I can get it to.
Can we continue on page 19?
Yeah. Or gotta make it work somehow.
Or have we had it?
Can we set a limit?
Yeah, 7:30.
If that's fine, 7:30. Okay.
To Kirby's future planning goals must involve blending various tools. Multifaceted agricultural base. We don't have that.
No.
We took out that last sentence, right? Sorry.
We did, yeah. As we look into the future.
Okay,
yeah.
Crossing it out.
Yeah.
I also think it says two aspects, and then it says three things. Agriculture, it's the small town community, and seasonal visitors. Like, that's three things, actually, so. The agricultural base is smaller than ever. I don't know.
I would say.
I like to give them the nod and the, you know, but.
Section of the plan is devoted to Kirby's future, the small town community of those living here, and the seasonal visitors. And I think we should not draw on the best qualities of each. I don't know.
Blending two aspects of Kirby. Small town community of those living here, and all the moving in school children.
I know, I can't believe school.
Why do you guys let me come to these meetings?
Aren't you required to?
Because you're really good at it.
That's right.
I have to meet in the parking lot.
The section of the plan is devoted to Kirby's future. The small town community of those living here in the season. John. I would say the section of the plan is devoted to Kirby's future, the small town community of those living here, and the seasonal visitors, providing new economic, social, and environmentally sound policies that will enhance Kirby's future.
Can I suggest that we read what's in it and then rewrite the intro?
Yes.
Because it's kind of hard to like intro what we're not familiar with yet.
And this is the whole rest of the plan.
Yeah. We have two more pages, you guys.
That's like one and a half.
Yeah, come on, one and a half. Give us
easy peasy.
Well, it's easy peasy if we do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're gonna do it now.
Oh yeah. Okay. You said 7:30, right?
Yeah, I did.
All right, let's do it.
We got 11
okay.
Minutes.
So.
Well.
I think the B section is more straightforward. Every 5 years, full town plan review, done, right?
Yep.
We're doing it.
Yep, we've got that. But what about the introduction?
I think we come back to it, no?
Oh, I see what
because
you're saying.
Because I can't introduce what I don't
know what's coming.
You know, like if we significantly change something in this part, we're not going to introduce it the same way anymore.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
So, like, the every 5 years, we're doing that. It's the same. Ongoing, we've
Do we have to have at least?
Where's that part?
Every five years at least?
No, because we're doing this in the sixth year now.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah, so let's not put at least and put ourselves
Let's not get ourselves in more trouble. Ongoing, invitation for townspeople.
We did that, our survey and other meetings that we had. Seems
efforts
good.
To increase townspeople resources, potential changes, and issues by way of the town website, email groups, signage, etc. That's fine.
That's good.
Good.
C, yeah. Relation of plan to development.
I don't understand why centralized. That direction is not centralized. We just say commercial
just
areas or something, right?
Provide the community with commercial and industrial
exactly.
employment.
Exactly. Yeah. There are three different places in three yeah. directions. It's not centralized at all.
What does Concord provide to residents of Kirby? They're one of like three or four.
We take
five.
Our trash down there.
Provides many important
it's my
services.
Post office.
Huh?
But you pay for it.
True.
It's not like they're actually providing it to you.
Provides nope. many important services.
I don't know, they're my post office.
They have their fire department there.
But like but East Burke would be my post office and
mine's in Linen.
I think we can take that out.
Right. I think we could
I don't
say
feel like one town specifically provides more for
I don't
residents
think we could say just Concord, yeah. also an adjacent town, provides services to residents of
yeah,
Kirby.
So does Burke, so does Linden.
I mean most kids go to school in St. Jay, but we're not.
But that's what they're saying is that St. John's Bay, Linden and Burke.
Oh, they're just saying that
Concord also Concord
Burke
does.
Center.
Yeah, it's not a centralized commercial and industrial employment and services.
No.
Provides services to... Should we leave it in? Concord, also an adjacent town, provides services to residents of Kirby. Kirby also borders on Waterford and Victory. Or is that just take the whole thing out?
I would say either change it to Kirby also borders Concord, Waterford, and Victory, or just take it all out.
Let's do your thing.
Because Concord... Like
also borders Concord, Waterford, and Victory. Yeah. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Due in part to continue vision. Ignore non-regulated. Oh, it's not unregulated.
Correct. A new and regulated industry.
So what do you guys think about that second paragraph? Is it okay?
I don't understand the increase. It has caused pressure on the town's natural resources. What? How is someone having a short-term rental hurting the town's resources?
Well, I don't think that it has.
It seems like somebody's digging on somebody else's.
I think people
income.
Are just trying to put words in there.
No, I know. I'm saying like.
No, I agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, because
I
could say like
has.
You know.
Isn't a thing when they did this? I feel like it wasn't even like a.
It was not a conditional. It wasn't permitted at all.
No,
it was just happening.
I know that, but yeah. like, was there really a lot of it? I feel like when they did this.
No, but there was
to
the
even
fear
say
of
that
it.
It was like,
you know. But if I think about it, and I'm not complaining for the record recording, but like the tractors on my road do way more damage to the road than somebody going to an Airbnb.
Right.
And
right.
I'm okay with that.
More
but like that's a strain on yeah. the resources more than.
So are the logging trucks.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that that's a fair comment to
right.
add.
No.
And I don't think that increased dramatically is necessarily true either. Or has it?
I think it is true, but I don't think it's necessarily traffic to Airbnbs. It's because we're
right. Okay.
We're a shortcut.
The last time we wrote these.
And it's a dirt road, so they can.
So we could just say these two areas of growth have spurred housing development in town.
Yeah, and stop there.
That's fine, with me.
And traffic through town and to adjacent communities has increased dramatically. Is that true?
I think if we just say increased.
Okay.
That's. Probably a safe bet.
Dot.
Dramatically.
Period.
What does that mean?
Yeah, really.
Show me the numbers from your $70,000 income. You counting cars getting paid out there?
Given the expectation of continued growth in both the region and in town, the Kirby Planning Commission, we have made an important step with the recent passing.
Funny you said that because a comment I made to somebody the other day, my son during COVID was literally counting cars coming across the border.
Oh, really?
He worked for
That's what he was doing as his job.
St. John's.
Oh, really?
And that's what they had him doing.
And they had him parked at the bridge coming up from Lancaster, and he was sitting there for his 8-hour shift, writing down, marking down cars from different states. They had a.
Did he fall asleep?
No, because he was on the phone with me half the time.
Oh. So how was it lazy now?
It's like, so people do get
constantly
paid for counting cars.
For sure. But I think without any data to claim that it's a dramatic problem, like, that's not
I mean, I feel supported. Like you can't really just say it's because of short-term rentals. I mean, population is growing.
Yeah.
Naturally, you're going to have more traffic. We have more houses.
I would take out from short-term rentals, I would take all that out.
Where are you at? In that big paragraph?
Yeah. I would leave it. I would take, I would just say, and or fragile areas within town, period.
Did you say to increase tourism and spurred housing development?
No, she's talking about the next paragraph, about halfway down. It starts talking about short-term rentals again.
Given the expectation of continued growth, I would do that, and I would, period, after town, and delete the rest of that paragraph.
With the changes and the rest? Sorry, you're in the next line, no? The changes.
No, she's talking about down further, Marty.
I see.
In response, short-term rentals.
So at short-term, stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
In response to letters of complaint from townspeople.
Yeah, we were just starting all that business when this last
After
one
much
was
discussion,
done.
The board came to the conclusion that at this point in time, although there is some concern, we already have done that. There are additional regulations.
And apart, like, there's like, what, five or more short-term rentals, and there's only ever been complaints about one of them.
Yeah.
So the majority, 80% of them are operating without any issues.
Yeah. So I would take out, so what do you guys think about that? Within town, period.
Yep.
Okay. Wireless technology and alternative seek to integrate the same within the town while protecting them. We're getting there. Okay. I think we can keep the rest of it.
I have a note on the bottom of my page that we might have mentioned a while back. It just says, need to add something about our discussion of the 100-foot waterways. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
I probably noted it. What page is it?
That page that we just got off of, 19.
The 100-foot waterways. No. Oh, that...
It can't be Juan the Grant.
Yeah.
I already changed that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that on page 19?
That's what I wrote. That's what I wrote on 19, yes.
That that building has to be 100 feet from waterways. And it was 50 feet before, right?
This whole first line, anticipate growth in new areas, including wireless technology. Isn't that already here? Like,
well.
What's wireless technology that we don't have here?
VTEL? What is coming in?
I didn't see the 100.
The
50.
No, that was something I wrote.
But even if you can't get that, you can get.
I just made a note of it. I think it was something that we have mentioned. And
for future planning, like to be.
We got to this point.
Yeah.
I think.
Where would that go?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I have a tendency when I hear somebody say something, I write it down so I can remember, but then I'm reading it and I don't remember.
Maybe it would go under C, where we would say, like, because they're talking about trends, like recent years of flooding.
Right.
You know?
Yes, actually, now that you're saying that, I think that was.
On 19, like under section C somewhere, if we said, like, you know, two of the past 3 years of flooding. As
don't we have that somewhere?
We probably
can we
do.
Just put that where short-term rental was? Why can't we just continue?
I think we have that somewhere, you guys, about the flooding.
We do have it. Okay. We do have it somewhere. All right. But. All
right. But that's a good point. We should double check that, Linda.
I have it on page 14 where I wrote, given flooding, particularly past 2 years, town zoning regs may change regarding setbacks from waterways.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good job.
Scenic, natural, and fragile areas.
Yep.
But after 1 year of drought, people may have forgotten what flooding was like.
Yeah. Well, we do. I have that, too.
It's crazy.
Conserving my water.
100 feet back from water. And I have it under scenic, natural, and fragile areas.
Okay. Directly above me. So I've been conserving like crazy.
But last page 20. Growth in wireless technology.
That's what Aaron was just saying.
Should we keep it? Alternative energy. They've taken all the subsidies for all that stuff away. Like, who can afford it with $20,000 less dollars in your pocket to go?
I would take that paragraph out. We already.
Those are addressed in other sections. Anyway.
They are.
The town's not looking for alternative energy.
The town will look to other Northeast
Maybe
Kingdom
private individuals are, but not.
A few of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we done? For tonight?
I think for tonight.
So everybody critiques my edit.
We still have a few things. Like, I'll ask about the education update. We go back to look at the intro one more time after now that we've changed some of it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's too much else.
Should I photocopy yours, Marty?
You can take mine if you want.
Well, I don't know if I want to take it, but I just run it through the photocopier real quick so that.
Sure.
At least I have some edits that I can start, you know, editing some of this document.
And
let's see if the scanner will do a double-sided.
Yeah.
Because then we could just email it.
Because if it copies double-sided, it should scan double-sided.
Yeah.
It copies double-sided.
So it definitely should scan double-sided then.
So our next meeting is Tuesday, October 7th. Would someone like to?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Marty?
I'll second
that.
Great.
All right.
Thank you, Marty. And I will send out a message next, like, really soon.